Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University with History in Pictures. All the fine arts require a special blend of creativity, imagination, and observation. Florentine artist Mario Balassi certainly applied these skills to creating a fanciful monster, a dragon. According to legend, Margaret of Antioch was of noble birth. Influenced by her Christian nurse, she converted to Christianity. However, her father found out and disowned her. The nurse adopted and trained her as a shepherdess. One day, as Margaret tended sheep, the Roman prefect Olybrius saw her. Struck by her beauty, he begged her to become his wife, but she refused. Enraged, he took her to Antioch to be imprisoned for her faith. And there, in her cell, the devil appeared in the guise of a dragon and swallowed her. However, using her crucifix, she cut her way out of the dragon. The legend continues with further attempts to take her life, burning her, but the flames go out. And when she was thrown into boiling water, her bonds broke. Finally, they succeed in beheading her. In Imogen's painting, Margaret is pictured with a dragon baring his teeth and with beady eyes, horns, and a long snake-like tail. She also holds a palm frond and wears a laurel crown. In ancient Rome, both of these were symbols of victory. In Christian art, they represent a martyr's victory over death. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.